Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. She's Michelle Knezovic. I'm Chase McCabe. We say hello now to Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, who has been nice enough to join us. Mike, how you doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. And I know you've had a couple days now to kind of look at what Santa brought you in the draft. Santa ran, and you guys were able to bring to the club. So I want to start with just the pressure that goes into now you've gotten your name called, you've whether you got the phone call or walked across the stage, what have you. Now you're on a football team in the National Football League, and the real work starts. And no matter where you're picked, there's a different kind of pressure that goes with that. You knew it as a third-round pick. Rand knew it as an undrafted guy. So how do you help coach the player and coach them through dealing with the different pressures that come now being an NFL player?
Well, I mean, I don't think we look at it like, oh, there's pressure. It's like, this is what you do. You're, you know, you're prepared to play football. Here's where the distractions can come. Here's how you can help, you know, mitigate those distractions. Here's how you can handle those distractions. Here's what you need to do to help this football team. You know, so there's a large rookie program that we do and that we believe in, and trying to get these guys ready for the things that they'll have to handle off the field, and more importantly, the things that they'll have to handle on the field and their conditioning and different terminology and studying and, you know, all the things that go into trying to develop a young player.
Something that you and Rand brought up quite a bit in the pre-draft press conference that really stood out to me that I liked was the getting to know the human, getting to know the man that whoever you were going to pick. You don't have a lot of time to do that. So what all kind of goes into you getting to know your players in the pre-draft process and then immediately following you actually bringing them into the team?
Well, it starts early on at the Senior Bowl. It starts at the All-Star Games. We can't be everywhere at one time, but we try to have interactions with a lot of players. And then, you know, our staff, obviously, our scouts. Then you transition to the combine. You figure out who you want to, get to know more. Who else is there? What else do you need to know about them? You know, is there more there? You know, some guys, there's not. And everybody has different life experiences. And, you know, it's our job to make sure that we study those, that we understand those, that we learn those, and how can we, you know, support the player best when they come into our building. And so then we have the opportunity to have 30 visits. We can Zoom with these players. And you just are trying to figure out who the person is and if you want the person in the building. And then you go from there.
We're talking to Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach. You draft Will Levis in the second round, and something that you had mentioned when he came in is you guys looked at the film and some of his mistakes that he made when he was at Kentucky. And I always feel like you learn more about your you learn more from your mistakes than you do your successes. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I never mentioned that. I think somebody else did. I never did, but.
Well, okay. Was that a part of the process?
I think that might. Yes, it was. If you're asking me the question, yes. But I never said that. That's what I did. So, but yeah, we went through that with Tim. Tim and I had him put together, a presentation of a defense that from a game that we wanted from the last couple years. Talk us through the game plan. Talk us through the different concepts. What he liked against certain coverages. You know, most of the stuff that we would do with quarterbacks, but then I'd ask them to, put together things where he put the ball in harm's way. You know, taking care of the football is critical, and figuring out if those things are avoidable. Could he process those? Could he talk through them? Explain what he saw. Just part of the process of how you allow players to make mistakes, and do you think that those are correctable? And it was something that. Obviously, we feel good about moving forward.
Mike Vrabel joins us right now. Mike, sticking with Will Levis and attending the University of Kentucky and having that offense be really similar to a pro-style offense, do you think that benefits him running a pro-style offense in college versus some of these more modern college offenses that are really widespread out?
I think what's going to benefit Will and the rest of the rookies is that they come in and understand, you know, how we do it here. It's going to be different than the way that they did it in college. Not to say one way is the right way or better, but you know, there'll be new terminology, there'll be different techniques, different things, different details. You know, Will happened to be in a system that, you know, had some similar terminology or similar concepts, similar operation. That then, you know, is what's going on in the NFL. But that's not to say that, you know, players can't adjust from one scheme to the next. There's a level of versatility in all great players.
Treylon Burks coming into his sophomore year with you all. What are you expecting to see from him as he heads into training camp? He's already been 1 year in the NFL. What are some expectations you have to see from him this year?
Well, the expectations are the same for every player, is that they, you know, they come in and they put the team first, that they're in condition, and that they know what to do, and they play with great effort. And then, you know, we'll coach the details, we'll coach the technique, and all those things. But that'll be the biggest thing for all these guys, that they use the off season to put themselves in a position, you know, to help the team physically, and then obviously the mental work that has to go into learning in the off season and the adjustments and changes that are made.
Talking to Titans head coach Mike Vrabel here on Chase and Michelle. And Mike, one thing that is a benefit to us here is we get to work with Derek Mason every day, played when you played. And he always talks about just how he's seen how players have evolved over time. I'm curious from your standpoint of when you came in as the head coach, how have you seen how players change with obviously now coming from college where NIL is a thing it wasn't before? Social media, you had players that had their own podcasts. There's more for them to get their voices out. So how have you had to adapt as a coach to accommodate some of that?
Well, I think a lot of that is, you know, can be done in a positive manner. And I guess, you know, their involvement with social media, it's not going anywhere. I think it can be a positive platform. A lot of opinions out there on social media, and you know, I want our players to be as focused as they can on being a great football player, you know, and what their interests are off the field. As long as that's contributing to that and their success, that's important. But I want their message told. We would love for them to, you know, be able to get across anything that they want to get across as it relates to their personal interests and what they want to do, and, you know, used in a positive way, I think it can certainly be good.
Mike Vrabel's on with us right now. You know, coaching Derrick Henry over the last couple of years, I think he's got 8,500 career yards and, you know, has an opportunity to potentially break that 10,000-yard threshold in his career. What has it just been like for you, Mike, coaching him these last couple of years and watching what he's been able to accomplish in this league? And just what has it been like for you?
Well, Derek's helped us win a lot of football games. And, you know, his durability, obviously he went through the foot, but, you know, I don't think that was anything that, you know, other players, you know, haven't dealt with. But I would say for most part, I mean, it's the demanding position. And Derek's embraced it. And, you know, has helped us win a lot of football games. And that's, you know, we have to make sure that we understand what he does best and how he can help us, and continue to find ways to get him the football, whether we hand it to him or find ways to throw it to him and be able to create some X plays in that regard as well.
Mike, you all selected wide receiver Colton Dowell in the seventh round, and you know, I don't pretend to know much about this young man. I know that the scouts, that's where they really come into play in telling you and Ran and kind of showing you guys what that player can bring. But what have you learned about him? What do you like about him that he's going to bring to your football team?
Hey, big and fast. You know, they had a great exposure here at our local day, so we got to meet him, we got to watch him work, and get to know him, and it was great that he was available. We're excited to, you know, to add him. You know, think that he's only gotten better. He's a developmental player who has continued to improve each and every year. Gotten bigger and stronger. Obviously, has a speed element for a bigger player. So, you know, excited to get to work with him and the rest of the guys when they get in here.
Something that I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if I make too much of a deal out of this, but I think it's really cool that now that the GM and the head coach both played in the NFL. And you know, I don't know if you guys played against each other at times. I would assume that you would have. But I think that's kind of a cool element for you guys to have where you can kind of speak that same language. Do you feel the same way about that when you're talking about evaluating players and bringing them in, or is that just something that maybe we make a big deal out of?
I think probably you make a big deal about it. I mean, I tell this to our coaches and everybody, and I probably, you know, once you get done playing and you start coaching, you know, none of our players give a whether we play in the NFL. You know, they care that we can make them better and that we can help them improve where they are as a player and as a person. That's the most important thing. And, you know, obviously Rand and I have had similar backgrounds or played and, you know, been in locker rooms, but that's not, I don't think, you know, I don't think we should rely on that to help us do our job.
Well, Mike, appreciate the time today. It's been fun to
talk
to you.
And
Well, hey, it's going to be here before we know it. And I know that you and Rand have a lot of work to do, but we're looking forward to being out at camp in August and OTAs before that. But thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach, joining us here on the program. And look, the thing that I love about him is he's him. And he has a personality. You talk about the human side. You see that from him, and you see the competitor, and that former player is still there, even though now he's a head coach. But we'll react to some of the things you heard there from Mike Vrabel coming up next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.